Good afternoon. Today I'm going to talk about two-dimensional color matching fresco fragments with HPC environment. This is a web service that we are developing with NIFROS Euro project on behalf of the project team that you see listed on the slide. I will give you an overview of the algorithm with description with the method, and I will show the recent results that we obtained. First, I introduce the problem and a few examples. Then I will continue with the description of the algorithm and the computational resources we used. I will give you numerical results that we obtained and the main conclusion. The main goal of this work is to develop high performance service of RICAS. The RICAS method is described in detail in the 2020 paper of Dr. Dimov. The full reference is given at the end of the talk. This method was originally developed for the Daphne competition. The aim was to develop an efficient algorithm for a logical restoration of the frescoes in Italy, which were damaged during the Second World War, earthquakes, or time. The method reconstructs a cover fresco through a set of fragments or arbitrary shapes and may be damaged by the time and possibly mixed with others, fake ones. In the next couple of slides, we show two examples which are kindly provided by Professor Cantoni. The first is earthquakes, ruins of the Church of San Salvatore in Norcia, Italy, and the second is chapel of Oratory at Eremetani in Padua. This is a classical example of difficulty of such kind of task. From 78,000 fragments, less than 8% of the entire fresco was covered. Again, the aim of the Daphne competition was to develop software tool to enable the digital restoration of destroyed or damaged frescoes. The participant worked of solving puzzle from available original fragments, often mixed with fake atoms. There was a test phase and a competitive phase with three frescoes. At the bottom is the link where you can find more information. Here you can see the three restoration task and our solution. The first fresco is Virgin and Unicorn by Domenichino with 100 fragments. The second fresco is Cardinal Hat by Zuccheri with 1,188 fragments. And the third one is from Andrea De Bonuto called Wave of Salvation with 2,045 fragments. What our approach to solve the problem? We offer two-step approach to reconstruct frescoes. The first step is a normalized cross-correlation method implemented in MATLAB. We significantly modified the NORF to CORE2 function. The main characteristic of the approach is the full enumeration of possible location of each fragment image, both position and rotation relative to the given fresco image. The reason for the modification that were made over that approach are the non-linear shape of the fragments and the occurrence of the random rotation of each fragments at the conservation stage. there is almost a complete lack of boundary matching among the fragments. We made several modifications the classic NCC algorithm because the color with the image is very important to better reconstruct the image. We use all three color channels, RGB, which makes the color NCC version with better recognition ability than the gray NCC procedure. In addition, the NCC was modified taking into consideration the arbitrary shape of the fragments by introducing maximal and taxis collinear in a rectangle, which are the most informative rectangular pieces. It was done in the following steps: a free nested loop, outer loop of fragments, intermediate loop of appropriate number of rotation angles, and inner loop of the free RGB channels, and of the specific number of maximum and taxis collinear in a rectangle, which covers the currently tested fragment. For reasons of simplicity and speed up of the NCC algorithm, we choose all maximum and taxis collinear in a rectangle to be square with maximum of 5 for each fragment, and each covering not more than half of the fragment. Applying directly NCC could cause problems due to large difference in the available image and the one with the position fragments, large root square deviation or error in the region of correct positioning, internal similarity and symmetry, or last but not least, many false fragments. Few ways to increase the position accuracy are to increase the area of the fragment or the fragment mean statistical deviation or both. What worked the best was increasing the area of the fragments. In terms of speed, scaling down the image 2 times results in 8 times faster runs. A small percentage of fragments overlapping could not be avoided, but it was an acceptable item limit. Recast phase 2 examples which of the already positioned fragments really belong to the fresco and which do not. Computational time of phase 1 is more than 19% of the whole computational time, so speed up is required. We look for speed up with parallel runs. The results we present were computed on the Vitohol supercomputer. Here you see the list of its technical specifications. Scaling down the input data of fresco and its fragments images is a common approach to the task in speed up in similar task, but at the expense of the positioning accuracy. Here you see some statistics about what happens when scaling down. Here you can see the runtime in minutes for 2 of the frescoes when using different number of tasks or computational cores. As you can see, that is an exponential decay of the time in both cases. Overall, when using only 1 core, it takes more than a day or 2, depending on the fresco. When using 16 cores or more, it takes only a few hours. There is not much of an improvement for going over 16 cores. And in conclusion, I presented a description of the main improvements of NCC method implemented in a novel recast method, which is extended RGB color scheme, rotation invariance, and fragment shape independence. We are currently working on the develop a dedicated web server for recast runs and looking to improve the computational speed up of algorithm. reducing the computational requirements by effective implementation of the method on HPC platforms, and checking better scaling ways to avoid increase of the fake fragments. Here is the full reference and the acknowledgements. Thank you for your attention.